weary. You know, if we don't have to go to another dinner party for years, I won't complain.
Did you see that light just go off? I wonder if something's wrong.
What light?
In Mary's room.
Oh, she's probably reading.
Oh, not this late. I have a feeling something's wrong.
Feminine intuition, no doubt.
Dear, if you haven't got it, don't knock it.
Donnie, I've seen x-rays of hundreds of women, and female intuition just doesn't show up.
What's that?
Someone coming up the walk.
I have a feeling it's Mrs. Wilgus.
Why Mrs. Wilgus?
Because she never comes to our door without some kind of bad news, and I definitely
have... Take it easy. Your intuition is getting out of hand.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Mrs. Wilgus.
Mrs. Stone.
What is it, Mrs. Wilgus?
I have something to tell you.
About that intuition?
I'll have my x-ray machine checked in the morning.
Do it.
I thought you'd never get home.
What's wrong, Mrs. Wilgus?
There's nobody in this world who hates to complain more than I do, but there's a limit.
What is it, Mrs. Wilgus? What's happened?
I am a firm believer in live and let live.
Mrs. Wilgus.
Do unto others is what I always say. And believe me, I don't start doing unless I have been done unto.
What happened, Mrs. Wilgus?
Even taking into account that they are children.
There's a clue.
Did our children do something wrong, Mrs. Wilgus?
They were making so much noise that I had to phone. But a lot of good that did. They went right on with their party.
Party?
I wouldn't dream of letting the children have an unchaperoned party.
Well, I'm the last one to complain, but I must have my sleep. So I said to myself, I better call the police.
Police?
Police?
And then I said to myself, no, after all, he's a doctor. How would it look? I mean, after all, it could ruin his practice.
Well, I'm awfully sorry you were inconvenienced, Mrs. Wilgus.
Well, I finally had to come over and ask them to stop. I hated to do it, but I must have my sleep. Well, good night.
Good night, Mrs. Wilgus.
Mrs. Wilgus.
I mean, if you were a musician or an actor, but a doctor, well...
Hi.
Would you realize if she'd called the police how serious this could be?
I sure do.
Mary, have you been standing up there listening?
Yes, Mother.
Now, what happened here tonight?
Well, some of my friends dropped by, that's all.
Mary, you know you're not allowed to entertain when we are not here.
Well, yes, Mother, but they were only going to stay for a few minutes, and, well, I don't know why, but one minute it was a quarter of 10, and the next minute it was a quarter of 12. Mm-hmm.
You just can't trust those clocks, can you?
You know, Mrs. Wilgus almost called the police.
Well, Daddy, we weren't that noisy, honest. Except maybe for that kooky Bob Ellis. Just because he plays in the band, he always has to bring along his trumpet.
What's going on? Jeff, go back to bed.
No, wait a second. Stay right here. I want you both to hear this. Sit down.
Just because Bob brought along his trumpet, Tommy Hendricks had to drag along his bongo drum.
Mary, do you realize what it might have meant if Mrs. Wilgus had called the police?
Well, I told her she was going to catch it. I kept telling her.
You better keep quiet.
That's what I kept telling her.
Jeff, Daddy was talking.
I'm a doctor. And whether I like it or not, people expect more from me than just a talent for curing diseases. Do you follow me?
Yes, Daddy.
People expect a doctor in his family to set an example. Now, that puts an obligation on all of us.
Well, I told her to quiet down those kids.
You've covered that subject. Now, just remember, the way you two conduct yourselves reflects on me professionally. I want you to understand that thoroughly.
I understand.
I'm very sorry, Daddy. It'll never happen again.
All right. Off to bed with you.
And hurry, it's late. Come on.
Told you were going to get into trouble.
You're going to get into trouble with me if you don't keep your big fat mouth shut.
Don't say I...
Mary!
I'm sorry, Mother. My hand slipped.
Got my point across?
If you haven't, there are going to be a lot of privileges lost around here. You know, it just occurred to me that if Mrs. Wilgus must have her sleep, why did she wait up for us?
Well, because she hates to complain, but she enjoys it a little, too.
If you were a musician or an actor, but a doctor.
Very funny, except for one thing. I can just see the headlines in the Daily Sentinel. Teenage riot at doctor's house. Pediatrician's daughter runs amok.
Well, I told her to keep those kids quiet.
You get back into bed.
Yes, ma'am.
Donna. Don't get upset or you won't get any sleep yourself. Now, let's forget all about Mrs. Wilkerson.
Oh, you're right. It's ridiculous to let that nosy Nellie get us all stirred up like this.
Exactly. Good night, darling.
She may have her binoculars trained on the house this very minute. There.
Have a good look, Mrs. Wilkers.
Well, I just can't imagine what's happened to Jeff. It isn't like him to be late for lunch.
No.
Mary, did he tell you where he was going?
No, Mother. All he talked about was our responsibility as the children of a doctor, and why didn't I keep those kids quiet?
Certainly worn that thought ragged.
You know, I have a peculiar feeling that something is wrong.
No, darling, don't start that again. I've had enough feminine intuition to last me a lifetime.
Sorry, make believe I didn't say it. Where can he be?
I don't know.
Darlene, do you need the car this afternoon? I want to go over to Lucille's and borrow a dress pattern.
No, I'll drive you over. I promised Mrs. Ramsey I'd drop in and take a look at little Patsy.
That reminds me, I've got to go by and pay Mrs. Barry a visit next week.
Fine idea. And while you're there, you might drop a few hints about how rugged the local children are and how slow their parents are at paying bills and a few things like that. Make them feel at home.
Daddy, I'm surprised at you.
No, I'm only kidding. I greet the competition with open arms. In fact, I'm even thinking of giving Dr. Barry a welcoming gift.
Really? What?
Mrs. Ramsey and Patsy. Shall we go?
Whether I should without Jeff being home. Supposing something's wrong.
Darling, if anything's wrong, we'll hear about it in good time from Mrs. Wilgus. Now, will you please stop worrying?
All right. Bye, and thanks, honey.
Oh, bye-bye,
sure, bye,
sweetie.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
After all, what can happen to him on Sunday?
That's right. It's silly.
Just roaming around downtown.
First time I ever heard of you being late for a meal. Here's your lunch.
I'm not hungry, so I'll just have a glass of water.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Well, what's wrong with your left arm?
I'm just resting it. I overworked it playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Ouch! Oh, you nearly killed me!
Jeff, what did you do to your arm?
Guess maybe I got a char yours.
Well, you better let Daddy look at it when he gets home.
I can't do that.
Well, why not?
If I tell you, I promise you won't blab.
I promise.
On your honor?
On my honor.
Cross your throat and hope to choke?
Cross my throat and hope to choke.
Well, no, you're gonna blab.
Jeff, if you don't tell me, I will blab.
Well, I'm in trouble, and it's all on account of that dumb friend of yours, Tommy Hendricks.
Tommy Hendricks? Well, what happened?
He gave me a lift downtown in his father's car.
Since when does Tommy Hendricks have a driver's license?
He doesn't. I should have known, but I didn't think. He took the car without permission.
Oh, the dope. Well, what happened?
He went through a signal and a cop started chasing us. Tommy got scared and ran into a tree. We both got out and ran like the dickens. Hope he doesn't tell on him.
Jeff, why did you run?
Oh, I don't know why. Ouch.
Jeff, listen, we've got to let Daddy look at that arm. You might have chipped a bone or something.
I can't let Dad find out. I can't let anybody find out. You heard what he said last night.
Well, don't be silly. This is different.
I should have made you sign your name in blood. You're going to blab. I know you will.
Now, Jeff, will you please calm down? I promise you I won't blab if you'll promise me you'll go to see a doctor.
Well, how can I? All the doctors in town know who I am. You can see it in the Sentinel now. Doctor's son injured as police chase hot car. It would ruin Dad.
Well, look, there's one doctor in town who doesn't know who you are, and that's a new one that just moved here, Dr. Barry.
Hey, I forgot about him. I can go to him incognito. That means under another name.
Yes, I know what it means.
I can see him tomorrow after school. Oh, gosh.
What's the matter now?
Well, how am I going to pay him? I only have 80 cents left for my allowance. You got some money.
Yes, $7. And I've been saving for months to buy a new tennis racket. You know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, you can have the $7.
Really, Mary?
Well, I'm just learning to play with my old racket. I guess it would be kind of silly to start all over again with a new one.
Oh, you're the best sister a guy ever had. I won't forget this if I live to be a million.
Okay, sit down and eat your lunch.
My arm hurts too much to eat lunch.
Really?
So I guess I'll just have some dessert.
Hello. Yes? Tommy? Oh, Tommy Hendricks. Well, I hope you phoned to tell me that you've given up playing bongo drums late at night at our house when the doctor and I aren't home. All right, Tommy. But next time, would you mind doing card tricks instead? I assume you want to speak to Mary. Oh, Jeff? Well, he's not here.
Excuse me, Mother. Hello, Tommy? Yes, yes, he's fine. Look, Tommy, just don't phone here anymore, would you please? And don't come around here anymore either.
Well, I didn't know bongo drums were that objectionable.
They're not, but Tommy Hendricks is.
Mary?
Yes, Mother?
Why was he asking about Jeff?
Mother, anything that Tommy Hendricks asks, says, or does interests me not in the least.
Well, it interests me very much. Now, Jeff went off this morning mumbling something about being home late from school. Do you know why?
There's nothing to worry about, honestly.
Well, if there's nothing to worry about, why don't you tell me so I can stop worrying?
Mother, won't you take my word for it?
For what?
I can't tell you, Mother.
Mary!
Mother, please believe me. Dr. Barry is a very good
Dr. Barry?
Mother, don't tell Daddy. Jeff made me promise. He made me promise to cross my throat and hope to choke. You know, by all rights, I should be strangling right this minute.
All right, honey. Just take it easy. But promise me something. Don't strangle till I get back.
All right, young man. Will you come in, please?
Yes, sir.
Have a chair. May I have your name, please?
John Smith.
What's your address, John?
Do you have to have that?
You want me to bill your parents, don't you?
No, sir. I've got the money with me.
Oh, I see. Well, what seems to be your problem, John?
It's my arm. I fell off my bike.
Well, I'd better take a look at that. Are you... live here in town, John?
Well, sort of.
Well, how do you mean, sort of? You're on a visit, are you?
Well, sort of. I'm just kind of passing through.
Ah, I see. Now, does that hurt?
No, sir.
Traveling with your parents?
No, by myself. I'm kind of just traveling.
Oh, sort of a hobo, eh?
Yes, yeah, sort of. What's wrong with my arm?
Well, we'll know in a moment. Since when do hobos go to school?
Well, those aren't my books. I'm just minding them for a friend.
Ah. Now, does this hurt?
Ouch!
Well, where does it hurt the most? Here?
No, mostly here, under the ulna.
You're a well-educated hobo. Any doctors in your family?
Doctors? Well, gee, no. I ain't educated. I don't hardly know nothing.
Well, what's your father do?
Well, he doesn't get home much.
Well, I don't think you've broken any bones, John. But I think you've got a little sprain around the femur.
Well, the femur? Well, that's in the... Well, whatever you say, you're the doctor.
Well, if I were you, John, I'd give that arm all the hot water it can take. I'd better put it in a sling for you.
No, I'll do that. I'll be careful with it, too. How much do I owe you?
I couldn't take your money. You'll need it to buy yourself a flop tonight.
Flop?
Sure. Oh, that's hobo talk.
Oh, flop, sure. I didn't hear you.
Well, good luck, fellow. And watch out for those bulls when you ride those rails.
I'm sure you said it. Well, thanks a lot, Doc. Bye.
Goodbye.
was just driving by. What are you doing here?
Just walking. I'm on my way home from school.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't look now, but you've walked about 2 miles out of your way.
Well, it was such a nice day, I just felt like walking.
Didn't I just see you come out of Dr. Barry's house?
Dr. Barry?
That's the name on the house.
Well, I was just kind of thirsty, and I wanted a glass of water. I didn't notice whose house it was.
It was Dr. Barry's house.
No kidding. You know, I was wondering why I was wearing that white coat. That's a coincidence.
Yes, isn't it?
Small world.
Isn't it, though?
Sure is.
Jeff.
Yeah?
Suppose you tell me what you were doing in there.
What's there to tell? Gee whiz, Mom, I was only...
Jeff, dear, you put up a great fight, but you've just been counted out.
Yesterday I was walking down the street and Tommy Hendricks drove up. He doesn't have a license. I should have thought, but I just didn't think.
Dr. Stone speaking.
Hello, Doctor. This is Dr. Barry.
Well, hello, Dr. Barry. Welcome to our fair city, and who needs you? Only joking. More than enough children for the two of us. Nice to have you here.
Well, thanks very much. But I must say I've had a rather odd introduction to Hilldale. This afternoon, a patient named John Smith came to see me.
Oh, what was it? A scalp wound from Pocahontas' father? Yeah? Yes, that's my boy, Jeff. Sprained arm, you say?
He was quite well versed in anatomy, which led me to suspect a medical background. And when I saw from his book that his name was Stone, I consulted my yellow pages. And here we are. What's the matter, Doctor? Can he afford your prices?
Well, as a matter of fact, when a new doctor comes to town, we like to send out a spy to find out how good he is. Yes, thank you for calling, Doctor. I'll check right into it. Yes, I hope we can get together very soon. All right. Goodbye. What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You don't look very well. You need medical attention?
Oh, me, Danny, I feel fine.
Well, tell me, if you did need medical attention, whom would you go to?
Well, Daddy, you, of course.
That's my good, loyal girl. But I've just discovered that your brother paid a professional visit to the new pediatrician, Dr. Barry.
My goodness.
I don't understand why he'd do that, can you?
I don't know, Daddy. Boys his age do strange things. It's the nature of the beast.
A sprained arm. Obviously didn't want me to know about it.
Probably it wasn't even worth bothering about.
Well, then why did he bother to take it to Dr. Barry?
I don't know, Daddy. Maybe he couldn't afford your prices.
That's the second time in 5 minutes I've heard that joke, and once was too much. Now, look, honey, if you know anything about this, it's your duty as a good, loyal girl to...
Hi, Dad.
Well, Mr. John Smith, I presume.
Won't you go on upstairs for a moment? How did you know about John Smith?
Well, Dr. Barry called me. Now, I may not be a better doctor than he is, but for members of the immediate family, my office is a little more convenient. So if you wouldn't mind telling me what...
Yes, dear. Have a chair.
He didn't charge me anything. Thanks, anyway.
That's all right, Jeff. At least your arm wasn't broken or anything. I'm awfully glad about that.
Guess you're about the only friend I got left around here.
Jeff, it's not that bad.
No. You see the way Dad looked at me when I came in? Like I stabbed him in the back.
Well, he doesn't feel that way. I'm sure he doesn't.
Remember the time when my bicycle got smashed and I had to go on the trip with the guys? Dad stayed up till 12 o'clock to fix it. It's the kind of father he is. He had to have me for a son.
Jeff, stop it. You're going to make me cry.
Go ahead. It's all right for a girl to cry, but I'm not supposed to.
said the reason he went was that he didn't want to let you down, especially after what you said the other night. Do you know who's really to blame for all of this? Mrs. Wilgus.
I'll tell you who's to blame for all this. We are. You and I. For listening to the likes of Mrs. Wilgus and letting them run our lives. Jeff! Come on down.
Dad, I'm awful sorry. I'll make a statement to the newspapers, and I'll say that it was all my fault that you set me a fine example and brought me up perfectly, and that I'm just naturally bad.
Jeff, you didn't let me down when you had that accident with Tommy. That wasn't your fault. But when you ran away from it, when you run away from anything, you're letting yourself down. And you did let me down when you decided not to tell me about it.
But after all you said about responsibility...
Yes, that's important. But there's something more important in my job as a doctor. It's my job as your father. I'd rather be a second-rate doctor than a second-rate father. Do you understand?
Isn't Daddy wonderful?
I've always thought so.
Jeff, there's nothing you could ever do that I wouldn't stand behind. But if ever you don't tell me what you've done, I'll not only stand behind you, I'll go to work on you.
I'll get it. Hello, Mrs. Wilgus.
Hello, Mrs. Stone. As you know, I'm the last one to carry tales.
Oh, no one knows that better than I.
I would rather cut out my tongue than cause you any distress.
Of course.
Did you know that Tommy Hendricks took his father's automobile and had an accident?
I believe I did hear about that.
Did you hear there was a little boy with him?
Yes, I heard that too.
Did you by any chance know that the little boy was your little boy?
Yes, Mrs. Wilgus.
Oh. Well, it wouldn't be so bad for an ordinary little boy, but for the son of a doctor.
Just a minute, Mrs. Wilgus. We're all fully aware of the fact that I'm a doctor. But are you aware that a doctor and his family are entitled to live according to the same rules that apply to everybody else?
Well, but after all...
Now, Jeff made a serious mistake, but he's not a bad boy. On the other hand, he's not a plaster saint either. He's a boy. Now, I think the rest of our neighbors understand this, Mrs. Wilgus, and I can only hope that you do too. And we'll just look upon us as neighbors.
I only came over here because I thought it was something you ought to know.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
What else is new, Mrs. Wilgus? We're always hungry for news. Drop in. Anytime.
It's too bad that doctors have to spend so much of their time with their heads under those hot X-ray machines. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Wilgus.
Breaking.
Sounded like a broken window.
That's what it was. The window in my room. I was testing my arm to see if it was okay again, and, well, the basketball slipped out of my hand. Well, I'm sorry for it, but I'm not trying to say it wasn't my fault.
That's very noble of you, son.
Well, I just wanted to prove that I learned my lesson.
Would you have another lesson to learn? People who break windows have to pay for them.
Well, gee, suppose they don't have any money.
They earn it.
Or it's deducted from their allowance.
Well, suppose they have a wonderful sister with $7.
No, you don't. I'd give you $7 for a broken arm, but not one penny for a broken window.
Do you have anything further to say for yourself?
Yes, I do. Is there any place around here where I can sign up for the Foreign Legion?